Chavdal Kislev, we're holding in Siman Lamed Beis Halacha Tezayin, and we're going all the way till Halacha Chav Beis. So we're continuing with the advice of the Kitzer, and if you look at the Rambam, it's not exactly verbatim. Not only that, we're going to learn things now that I think is really coming from the Kitzer, because you would think it's definitely medical science that even applies, that even was, you would expect this to be from someone even in the 20th century or the 21st. Listen to what he says. So he starts off, first of all, with the fact that a person should avoid fruit trees. Don't eat too much fruits. You shouldn't have a lot of fruits, even if they're dry, and certainly if they are fresh fruits. And if it's something that's unripened, oh boy, that's considered like swords and pierce through the body. When it comes to carobs, I know that Tavshim V'Chai eat carobs, but it's something that actually is no good. It is always bad. Fruits that are sour fruits are harmful. Any type of sour fruits are harmful. And you should only eat a little bit of that. And it should be only during the summer, not the winter. When it comes to figs, grapes, and pomegranates, by the way, this is the only three, I think, that is always good. You can eat as much as you want. Dry, so that means raisins are good for you. Grapes are good. I mean, grapes, raisins, figs, and pomegranates. Nevertheless, a person can eat as much as he wants, but nevertheless, you shouldn't eat them all the time. And even though they're good, they are the best from all the fruit trees. What's interesting that some gilsois have that instead of when they have shkedim, which are almonds. So that's why maybe there's this dispute about almonds today. When it comes to drinking, so water is the best natural drink for a person. And they're very healthy for the person if they are pure and clear. They keep, they help with the protection of their body's hydration, and they help expedite a person's being able to go to the bathroom, so getting rid of his waste. When a person drinks water, he should choose cold water that quench a person's thirst, and they help with the digestive system, but they should not be too cold. So it's interesting. Regular water is not as good as geschmack for the body as coldish water, but it shouldn't be too cold. And the reason why is because they extinguish the heat of the body. So it's a tricky thing exactly to know what it is, but I guess I mean, if it's a little bit chilled, it's great, especially if you're thirsty. And certainly if a person who is tired and weary should be very careful not to drink cold water, because then the what's called the chila v'lev, which is the tissue of the heart, which is when a person's exhausted, the tissue of the heart is heated. And it's softened due to the exhaustion and weariness, and cold water can cause him to come to the sakana. Some type maybe of a heart failure, which happens just from the drinking at the wrong time, cold water. Now, even if the water is good, you know, the water is good for the body, a person should not drink too much, and a person should not drink before eating. This is one of the famous also from the Rambam. A person should not eat before the meal, because then the stomach is going to get cooled off and it won't be able to digest the food properly. Also, during the meal, a person should not eat. Only a little bit, and should be diluted with wine. So it's okay to drink a little bit, but it should be diluted with wine. And only once a person is ready, the food is digesting, so then a person could drink a little bit. So it's not that you can't drink at all during the meal. Some people mock them not to drink at all. Also, a person should not drink when it comes out of the bathhouse. Why? Because then the liver is going to get too chilled. And certainly should not drink in the bathhouse. Sometimes they have people drinking in the bathhouse. One should not do that. Person should not drink cold water, we're talking about, right after having marital relations, because then the natural heat, inner heat, has been weakened, and it could cause that all the limbs are going to be drop temperature, and therefore it's going to be harmful. Wine, this is an amazing chiddush. Wine has the ability to strengthen the person's natural inner heat. It helps with digestion. And so if you hear that, you know, there was back every few years, they decide if wine is healthy or not. So the kids are passing that it is healthy. Chazal say it's healthy, but not too much. It helps to get rid of the excess elements of the body. It helps the health, overall positive effects of one's health. But a person should drink a moderate amount. That's the challenge. A person whose brain is weakened, has a weakened state, it means he easily gets headaches, feels lightheaded. He should be careful from wine. Why? Because it's only going to make him weaker. And it causes a person's head to be filled with these fumes that we've been speaking about. Wine, in general, is good for older people. And it's harmful for younger people. You think the people made up the drinking age. The Kitzer says that an age, he says the following, he says that he creates heat, and heat by children is no good. So it's like adding fire to fire. Therefore, Kitzer Paskin, you should be careful from drinking wine as a child until you're 21 years old. Is that amazing? Already that, whatever, the law of 21 years old. Anyway, a person should not drink wine before eating, only a little bit in order to open up the intestines. And that when a person's hungry, not after going to the bathhouse. And when a person's eating, he should drink a little bit, like we said, and not after exercise. A person should only eat, like we already learned this, when he's hungry. He should only drink when he is thirsty, and he should not delay going to the bathroom ever. Unless he obviously is anus. He should not eat until he checks himself very thoroughly to make sure he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. That's one of the key also health tips. A person should always be careful as much as possible to make sure that his bowels are relaxed, basically loose. Kolav l'shulshul, the Kitzer says this. That means that the bowels being loose is the best way, is the best formula for refuah, for a healthy body. So long as the intestines have waste and it's difficult to relieve it, that's where sicknesses and illnesses come from. And therefore, a person who sees that his stomach intestines became weakened, what should he do? And if he doesn't have the proper ability to excrete, he should seek the doctor's advice. And obviously that means you go to the doctor, Bezman Azeh, how to be able to fix the system. When it comes to exercise, a person doing a little bit of exercise is good. Moderate exercise is great. It's healthy for the body. But too much of it is no good. So excessive exercise, excessive rest is also no good. It's harmful to the body. During the hot season, that means in the summer, a person should exercise much more minimally. When it comes to the winter, a person should exercise more. A person that's overweight should exercise more than a person who is not overweight. And lastly, maybe the most important concept of health is to watch over a person's, what's called tnuis hanafshiyis, a person's emotions. The Kitzer was understood also everything about psychology, as you see from here. And I don't think the Rambam, this is part for the Rambam. So listen to what he says, an amazing thing. He says the person should be overlooking and be careful of joy, worry, anxiety, anger, and fear. These are feelings that are rooted in the working of the soul. The person has to be so careful to make sure that they are in a healthy state. And he explains why these things can be so harmful. So first of all, he says, Hamaskil, someone that's an intelligent person should be happy with his lot. Samech Bechelko is the key. That's the base of everything. A person, therefore, should look at all his lives. Everything else is really, how do you look at this? But you look at all your days are futile. What does that mean? Life in this world is passing. And therefore, a person should not get upset at anything. It's most of the things are all temporary. It's all about Olam Haba. And a person, therefore, should not worry about a world that's not his. Right? That avoids jealousy. A person should not seek luxuries. A person should be in good spirits. A person should have, but it should be a moderate joy. And the advantage of maintaining such an attitude is because it increases the natural rate of a person. It helps with the digestive system. It also expedites the excretion of excess of food in the person's body. It's mechazek and strengthens the person's eyesight. With all the other rest of the senses, and therefore he's going to strengthen the powers of his intellect. And the Kitzer tells us, however, one should not be too rejoicing when it comes to eating. Meaning to say, one should not rejoice by eating and drinking, and basically, which unfortunately could be a big yitzhak when a person wants to eat and drink. And therefore, instead of being just a deeper inner joy, it becomes an external one. Basically, the Kitzer teaches us excessive joy takes away the heat of the surface of the body. It lowers the natural temperature. And it can lead to a sudden drop in the temperature of the heart, causing to basically the heart to fail. And a person will suddenly die. And this especially would happen, listen to this Kitzer, for overweight people who are prone to this danger because the natural inner heat is less than it should be because their arteries are constricted. Can you imagine he's writing this in the 18th century? And the blood flow, which is a source of heat, is slower. And when it comes to worry, anxiety is the opposite of happiness, and it also is harmful. Feirish a Kitzer, right? Why? Because anxiety causes the body to cool. Very interesting. And its natural heat can accumulate in the heart, and that will cause a person to have death. Anger arouses the heat of the body, and it could create to the point where it could create a type of fever. And fear cools the body. So therefore, if a person is gripped with fear, that's where he starts shivering. When a person becomes too cold, a person can even die. And certainly a person should be careful not to eat. Avoid eating when a person is angry. scared or anxious, only when he is in a moderate state of joy. What an amazing advice.